May is Creative Aging Month in the city of Bloomington. To celebrate, area songwriters and storytellers are coming together to prove that age ain't nothing but a number. The Intergenerational Songwriting Storytelling Minifest features Krista Detour, Carrie Newcomer, Arbutus Cunningham, and a slew of other performers of all ages from Bloomington and beyond. Annie Corrigan has the story.
Kenny White has been in the music business for 4 decades. He's worked with everyone from Mark Cohn and Sean Colvin to Judy Collins and Steve Earle. But when he's approached by audience members after concerts, people don't want to talk about that.
I've heard the phrase, "Where have you been?" more than I, you know, why don't I know of you? More than I ever want to hear it.
That's because he spent the majority of his career writing and arranging jingles for commercials. Remember the Unsinkable Taste of Cheerios and Chevrolet's The Heartbeat of America campaign? That was him. 12 years ago, he gave all that up to write his own music for the first time. The creative process was completely different, he says. He didn't realize how deeply inside himself he had to inspect to write songs that actually meant something.
It was a lot of years from the neck up I was writing, and they were good and interesting, but they weren't anything I could sing night after night or that people would come up after a show and say, "You really touched me."
He'll be sharing the stage with some singer-songwriters who have made careers of writing their own tunes and some who have to balance their writing with their schoolwork. That's the point of the Songwriting Storytelling Mini-Fest, to prove that those two disciplines cross generational lines. Krista Detour helped organize the event and will serve as the host.
We separate ourselves generationally. We separate ourselves so much culturally and so much by our knowledge of things that are culturally relevant to us in the primes of our lives. And I think really we're all kind of living and telling the same story, just from slightly different vantage points down a timeline.
Along with fellow Bloomington-based singer-songwriter Carrie Newcomer, she conducted songwriting workshops with residents of Belle Trace and teenagers. She noticed the stories everyone was telling were essentially the same. The difference was in brand name.
The seniors might be talking about a game of Jacks, and the kids are talking about their first Nintendo. But the things that absolutely crossed the line without fail were things like favorite foods and Indiana tomato and early childhood memories of a favorite grandparent. And what came up was that the themes across all generational lines are essentially the same.
This song is called "Is I Just Breathe." It's one of my favorites. My name is Maria Sarah Lisandru. I'm 13 and I'm a singer, songwriter, musician.
I walk outside to get away, just to get away.
She started playing guitar and writing songs when she was 8 years old. Lisandru is homeschooled, so she can write music and practice several hours a day. This particular song was the result of a collaboration with a musician in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, I came into this writing session. I didn't know the person. His name is Mike Markham. He's really nice. And I came in and I had a guitar melody on the guitar. He had some words he came up with, and it just branched out from there. It's pretty amazing how it turns out.
It took about 90 minutes to write that song. White, on the other hand, admits he's lousy at collaboration. And while Lisandru starts with a musical idea, he starts with the words. He says it's a reaction against all the commercial writing of his early career.
I was a musician for so many years and played with so many bands and so many studio settings, and I love so many styles of music, and I feel like I've recorded so many styles. But when I started doing my own records, I was almost writing the music to keep out of the way of the lyrics.
It's been a hard road for White, trying to make a living writing his own music. It's basically like starting from scratch, all over again. After spending half his life writing music, are there moments when he thinks, it's all been said, why bother?
I always think that. I mean, Bach did it all, as far as melody and chord structure. And then something hits you in a different way to turn a phrase or a chord progression that just seems like you haven't heard it 100 times.
You brush against fate at least once a day. At night you tempt the ghost.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
Of all
You can hear Kenny White, Krista Detour, and Maria Sara Lisandru perform in Time Travels, the intergenerational songwriting storytelling mini-fest. It's taking place on Saturday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. Learn more on our website, wfiu.org/arts.